I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ballots are printed and ready to go. Sudan's Sunday vote will determine if the country will remain united or split in two. Africa Inland Mission's Phil Beiler, the unit leader for Sudan, says the South's ready to go to the polls.
The Southern Sudan people are very eager to declare their voice, and it's almost certain that that will be a pretty unanimous decision to separate.
Depending on the outcome, there's a threat of war. Violence could push missionaries to the fringes of the country, so the biggest prayer request is still a peaceful vote.
We just hope and pray for the peace of Sudan so that the gospel and the church can continue to press forward.
Next, for the first time since the 26-year civil war ended in Sri Lanka, an organization is training Christians in the embattled areas how to lead their churches. Global Action's Lars Dunberg says they just graduated 157 students in their pastoral training program. Dunberg says they'll have an impact on Sri Lanka, just like the 450 previous students have had.
And they began sharing with people what had happened to them. Suddenly, 50 people meet every week to listen to them. And voila, they are the pastor. They know zilch. And so we take these pastors and we train them in the basics.
And North Korea has been called the most restrictive nation in the world. Many of the nation's citizens are detained in prison camps, and most others live in severe poverty. Christians are particularly oppressed. Voice of the Martyrs Canada has been gathering funds for the Christmas Blessing Project year-round. You can still give. Korean Christians will be encouraged by packages of food, medicine, Christian literature, and more. You can help through our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's M&N, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.